麦斯和美美遇见蛇。
Max and May meet the snake.
麦斯和美美是好朋友，他们是隔壁邻居。
Max and May are best friends. They live next door to each other.
麦斯和美美都是五岁，他们是同班同学。
Max and May are both 5 years old. They are in the same class at school.
一天早晨，美美的妈妈教他们怎样系鞋带。
One morning, May's mummy showed them how to tie shoelaces.
美美很快就学会了，麦斯却怎么也系不好。最后，美美的妈妈只好来帮他。
May had no problem with her shoes. Max found it very difficult. In the end, May's mummy had to help Max.
穿好了鞋子，孩子们来到花园里。他们在暖暖的阳光下看蜻蜓飞舞。
With their shoes on, the children went into the garden. They were enjoying the sunshine and watching the dragonflies.
麦斯和美美决定玩捉迷藏。轮到麦斯躲藏时，他躲到一堆岩石旁边。
Max and May then decided to play hide and seek. When it was Max's turn, he went to hide by the rocks.
他正要坐下，突然看见一条长长的青蛇卷曲在岩石上。
He was just about to sit down when he saw a long green snake curled up on the rock.
蛇看上去机灵神秘。他抬起头，对着麦斯笑。
The snake seemed wise and mysterious. It lifted its head and smiled at Max.
麦斯大吃一惊，但他也对蛇笑了笑。
Max was surprised, but he smiled back at the snake.
蛇开始慢慢移动，扭成了弓形。麦斯想，
嘿，蛇在教我怎样系鞋带呢。
The snake then slowly started to slither and turned itself into a bow. Max thought, hey, the snake is teaching me how to tie my shoelaces.
麦斯望着蛇，再试着系鞋带。他成功了。
Max looked at the snake.And then tried his shoelaces again. This time he did it.
蛇钻进树丛里去了。
The snake then moved away into the bushes.
美美和妈妈跑过来找麦斯。
May and her mummy came running over to find Max.
麦斯将遇到蛇的事一五一十告诉他们。见麦斯没事，他们很高兴，和他紧紧拥抱在一起。
Max told them all about the snake. They were so happy Max was safe and gave him a big hug.
美美的妈妈低头看了看麦斯的脚。你的鞋带怎么系得这样好？
May's mummy looked down at Max's feet.How did you tie your shoelaces so well?
麦斯说，
是蛇教我的。
他们都笑了，并相信麦斯再也不会忘记怎样系鞋带了。
The snake taught me, said Max. They all laughed and agreed that Max would never forget how to tie his shoelaces.